It lasts just 3 days, a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday each spring.
It's like our Super Bowl, really. We started in July, you know, going out looking at tape, and August we went to training camps of these schools, and now it's come to full circle. So we're just excited for the opportunity to add some good players to the Vikings.
Scouts, coaches, and general managers breaking down every possible player available, spending countless time watching film, visiting colleges, and leaving nothing unturned with a potential draft pick. So once draft night arrives, it's time to put all that hard work and preparation to use.
It's so unpredictable, you don't know what's going to happen. So as long as you keep that cool head and you've prepared as hard as you can prepare and anticipate everything you can possibly anticipate, then you just let it go. And it's just like, you know, a player when he goes out and plays on Sundays. You know, you've prepared all week, you've had a game plan, and then once the game starts, you shouldn't really have to think that much. You should just go out there and react and play.
The Vikings stayed true to their homework and due diligence by adding a player they scouted plenty, a very happy wide receiver in the first round of the draft.
Laquan, you ready to be a Minnesota Viking? We're going to get ready to turn your name in right now, but very excited to get you up here. I'm going to put Coach Zimmer on, and we had a great visit when you were up here and got a chance to spend some time with you. So just get ready to come up here and start playing some ball.
After Thursday night ends and the first round is over, it doesn't mean the importance drops at all with each draft pick. Having success in the second round is a big key, and the Vikings were quite happy to land a young cornerback.
McKenzie, you ready to be a Minnesota Viking?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm more than ready. I'm just excited for this moment. That's what calling me. I'm so happy. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yep, well, we're excited to get you here. And I know Coach Gray was down there, worked you out. We had you in at the combine interview and think you're a heck of a player.
Day three is a time that has been busy for Spielman and company over the years, but it's also a time they have found plenty of success. Many contributors on the 2015 NFC North winning team were draft picks on the last day, as everyone looks for the talent in rounds 4 through 7.
The further you get down in the rounds, the more unpredictable it is. And especially in the third day, everybody's board's different. Everybody sees players differently. For some reason, they're down there because they have holes. And what you're trying to do is find a potential gem down there and someone that may fit the specific trait that you're looking for.
Once the draft is over, 253 names have been called through the 7 rounds. It seems like an endless number, but there are still plenty of NFL caliber players available and looking for an opportunity to continue their dream.
We spend a lot of time with those players as well. You find the guys like a Marcus Sherrills or Adam Thielen, guys like that, but you still have to do your homework. You still have to know their medical. You have to know them as players if it's the right fit.
The walls of an NFL draft war room hold plenty of importance as 3 days, 7 rounds, and rookie free agents are determined in this room each and every year. Dreams are made, gems are found, and a new wave of talent arrive in purple. The Vikings are hoping the hard work throughout the year once again will make the NFL draft a successful spring weekend.